The New York Aquarium on Coney Island is closed indefinitely after it was pounded by Sandy's storm surge. The Boardwalk Aquarium is home to 12,000 marine animals. During the storm, water filled basements that house tanks of fish and knocked out crucial electrical and mechanical equipment. John Forrest Dolan is the vice president of the Wildlife Conservation Society and the director of the aquarium, and he joins me now. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Amy. It's good to be here.
Were any of the animals harmed? I know the aquarium recently took in a baby walrus.
Right. Well, I can happily report that Mittick was not only fine, but seemed to enjoy the entire experience.
Okay.
We did lose some fish in the initial storm surge. We had some freshwater fish that were in outdoor ponds, and of course, the surge itself was salt water, so we did lose some fish there. But beyond that initial storm surge, it was amazing how well the collection was preserved.
So what kind of damage did you sustain?
Well, we flooded all of the basements of our exhibit buildings, and the basements in most of these exhibit buildings are where we keep all the life support systems for the fish, the electrical panels, the distribution systems. So even though in most cases our emergency generators were intact, we had no way to distribute power. In addition, we lost our transformers, so even when Con Edison got up and running, we were unable to receive solid power from them. So we've been running all of our life support systems on generators, and before we could do that, we had to pump out our basements, which again had about 10 to 15 feet of water in them.
So what was that like? How critical was that for the fish in the tanks to be without their life support systems for any length? I mean, it's not like they can't live underwater. They
right.
can. So this is their environment. So what was at stake here?
Well, a tremendous amount, because you have to understand that each species of fish that we have has its own unique sort of parameters that we have to work with. It's not just water. It's salt water or fresh water. It's cold water or warm water. It is, in some cases, pH and light and all of those things that go into keeping these animals healthy. So for us, when the systems went out, we had a very short and very critical time frame in which we had to get these systems back up and running. So even when we pumped out buildings that had been submerged for 48 hours and discovered animals that were still intact in their tanks down there and seemingly healthy, we had to move very quickly to move those animals to the proper conditions.
I hear flood water got into some of the tanks. Why would that have a negative effect on the fish, and what ended up happening there?
I mean, well, again,
how do you scoop out the flood water from the tank water?
Right.
You know?
So that was exactly the problem. Is we had 48 hours in which we were pumping continuously to try to get the water out of these basements so we could access not only the systems but also the animals themselves in some cases. And yeah, it is sort of apparent that it is all salt water, and most of these animals were saltwater animals. But again, this was a storm surge. This was not what you would call pristine water by any means. And also in these buildings, there's any number of pieces of equipment and other things that would give off water or oil slicks or anything like that. So this water was in very poor quality, and we needed to get the water in the tanks themselves in as good a shape as possible. And again, you know, I remind you that it's not just water. There's so many other parameters, and especially temperatures are very important. So we had to get to some of the warm water species, like our seahorses. We had to get them out of their tanks as quickly as possible and into warmer areas of the aquarium where we can control those water temperatures.
Was there any talk?
Go ahead. I was just going to say, so that is exactly as you described. We basically had to scoop those animals out of the tanks, transport them in water to other areas, and then get systems up and running on them as quickly as possible.
Did you have any discussion about evacuating the animals ahead of the storm?
Not ahead of the storm, because we are here on the coast. We have experienced high waters before, and we've always been able to handle those storm surges. So we didn't anticipate, I don't think anybody in the city, frankly, anticipated the impact that happened. So we had not made any plans prior to the storm But certainly once the storm hit, once we lost power, again, we had that short window, so we worked down two tracks immediately. One was to establish our systems and get power back up and running. But the second one was to reach out to our fellow accredited aquariums in the area from Baltimore all the way up to Boston and prepare them to help us by coming down and taking some of our animals off our hands if we had to do that.
And have they done that?
Well, they didn't have to, and that's a great thing because we did get power to the systems. We were able to establish life support, and we've lost almost no fish since the actual surge itself.
So,
the reason why that...
I'm sorry, I just have a minute left. So why are you closed indefinitely? It sounds like you're in a good position.
Well, we are in a good position, but you have to realize it's not a position in which we're safe for the public, for sure. We are on generators still. We're not on permanent power. We have had to bypass many of our electrical systems to power some of our equipment directly was the only way to get past those ruined electrical distributions. So there's a tremendous amount of work rebuilding. We were able to replace pumps and motors quickly, so we're running filtration on all these systems, but we're certainly not in any position. There's a tremendous amount of infrastructure that needs to be repaired, assessed, and replaced so that we can be safe to open for the public and for our animals.
It sounds like a lot of professional work, but I do know that you have a very vigorous volunteer corps that works at the aquarium. Anything anybody can do to help? Anything New Yorkers can do to help?
Well, if you go to our website, wcs.org, you'll find all sorts of ways for people to help and contribute to the cause here. And I think that's probably the best way. We're working through those websites to organize people who want to help and get them here in a way that is safe for them and very helpful for us. But it's greatly appreciated. I've been incredibly moved by the outpouring of support.
John Forrest Dolan, Vice President at the Wildlife Conservation Society, head of the aquarium, hit hard by Sandy's storm surge along the boardwalk of Coney Island. Thanks so much.
Thank you.